Hello and welcome to another movie roast. I'm your host, Scott. You can find me on Twitter at XOrsonX, and I'm here with Mike. You can find on the tweetins at Review and Roast. You can find all of our written reviews at reviewandroast.com, and you can find all of our podcasts at comicroast.com. You can find our Facebook, facebook.com/reviewandroast, and our Instagram, instagram.com/reviewandroast, or /Star Wars Tabletop.
Oh, yeah.
That pretty much runs the gamut on that. So today we are here to talk to you about what I have seen in the headlines as being said to be the worst movie Netflix ever made. Today we're going to talk to you about Will Smith's new Netflix original movie, Bright. Is it really the worst movie ever made? Let's find out.
From the company that brought you The Ridiculous Six.
The second worst movie I've ever seen.
And The Do-Over, or The Do It Again, or something.
And which I started. Mindhorn.
Oh, yeah.
Which my brother, I found out yesterday, was equally as excited as I was until he started watching it. So
honestly, the trailer, I still think I'm going to watch it.
I don't blame you.
I don't care what you say.
I watched the trailer yesterday when I showed it to you, and I'm like, man, maybe I should give it another shot. But, yeah, no, it's... Fuck me. Anywho, so basically, it's... the way they're advertising it is it's not your grandma's buddy cop movie. I didn't really look at it as a buddy cop movie until I read the tagline, but...
Well, you know, and hold on. Let me pause it just real quick. This is getting a lot of the female version of Ghostbusters reviews I've seen so far. Is people just hate it before they even see it. So, you know, there was a ton of reviews on like IMDb and other stuff. And I'm not saying Ghostbusters, the reboot, was amazing, because it was not. But we didn't hate it.
The final battle was disappointing.
Correct. But what I'm saying is there was a ton of reviews. People were giving it one star, and straight up in the review, where they're like, I didn't see it. I'm not going to see it. It's stupid. One star. It's like, yeah, you're not really honestly reviewing anything then, or even contributing, you know, correctly to the system in place of rating a movie. So,
right.
You know, I'm all for you hating anything. Like, you have the right to hate all kinds of stuff. But if you're going to vote on something based on no information whatsoever, that's just plain silly. Same with this movie. I've seen a lot of stuff or the tweets or the Facebook posts or what have you of people being like, oh, this movie looks stupid. Ugh. And it's like, yeah, okay, but you also are stupid, so
right.
I don't really care.
It's like trying to give your opinion when you don't know shit.
Yeah, it's an uneducated opinion and – I don't know. I just feel like it's annoying to me.
It's a lot like Trump supporter. We're not going to go down that.
I've seen a lot of movies that I didn't want to see, and was either completely right or wrong or completely wrong. You know what I mean? Like, I still go see the movie and formulate my own opinion. I don't really care. Like, I'm probably going to watch that Mindhorn movie. Maybe I'm going to think it's awesome. I don't think that's going to be true, but I'll probably watch it anyways one of these days, throw it on while I'm painting a spaceship or something. You know what I mean? So whatevs. Go ahead. Continue.
Okay, well, the way I looked at it is, unlike every single other fantasy movie on the planet where you have humans living alongside of orcs and elves and all these different, I guess you would call them races, you know, it's always, you know, hundreds of years in the past, thousands of years in the past, you know, where magic is a thing and it's people riding horses and, you know, little hobbits in a farming village kind of thing. You know what I mean? Like, it's not... This brings those races together in current times, which I find... You know, you always just, you know, assume that you never seen a movie like this because eventually the world of man conquered everybody. Well, the elves got away because they said, fuck you, you're crazy, and they went off and did their own thing. The orcs died off because we killed them, blah, blah, blah. You know, as the stories go, man always prevails. Well, in this, they all live side by side. And the way they did it to where, like, you know, the orcs are basically looked down as lack of a better term, I guess they're the, you know, they're looked at as the minorities. The elves are the fucking rich, snooty guys that have, you know, their specific part of town.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they have the best of everything. They're the, you know, basically the top 2% class of, you know, humanity. And I don't know, I thought that was a really neat way to represent all of this. And, you know, then you go back to the whole fact that now there's all these different races living in current times, but there's also magic. It's highly, it seems to be highly controlled, as there is a magic division in the federal, what was their
magic tax force?
Yeah.
Something to that effect.
Almost like an FBI, but, you know, strictly for magic, which I thought was kind of neat because it was basically, you know, the human working with the elf and,
mm-hmm.
you know. But basically, the story goes as there is a group of mostly elves who are trying to bring back an underlord or an overlord, a dark lord maybe. Which was it?
Yeah, dark lord.
A dark lord to come and reign over the world of everybody. And, you know, they're trying to raise this dark lord, and they need, was it three wands to do it? She needs three magic wands, and then they can raise them. Whatever.
Yeah, I don't really remember the context of that.
Well, whatever. The magic wands are definitely a part of this. So basically, Will Smith plays Daryl Ward, right? Was it Daryl?
Yes, Daryl.
He plays Daryl Ward, and he is partnered up with Nick Jacoby, who is the first ever orc police officer in the history of this universe. And, you know, the orcs look at him as a traitor. The humans look at him as a piece of shit orc. So, you know, he's basically getting shade all across the board.
Mm-hmm.
You learn that previously, a few months back, Will Smith and, well, Daryl and Nick were, you know, out at like an outdoor market of sorts. And this orc took a shot at Daryl, and you know, so he was out for a few months, but, you know, Jacoby was going after this kid, and, you know, there's always been the speculation of, okay, well, the kid got away. Did he get away because he was an orc and you're an orc and you let him get away? You know, are you really out here to protect me as your partner, or are you, you know, still with this old world, you know, orc blood bullshit where you're, you know what I mean? Like, so he's not very trusted, and Daryl doesn't really want him as a partner, but he also knows that he doesn't really have a choice, even though he's fought it a couple of times. So that's kind of the backstory. So that's why, like, when they say buddy cop movie, like, yeah, these two are, they clearly, like, Jacoby tries, but Daryl wants nothing to do with this guy. I don't remember where I was heading with that, but so why don't you go ahead and...
You were just going off on, like, three tangents.
Well, I just wanted to give the kind of backstory between these two guys, because, you know, I don't want everyone to think, you know, that they're just some happy fucking go lucky partners here, because the movie, when it starts, Daryl is going back to work for the first time since he's been shot, and there's still all the speculation of,
right,
did this,
it was
guy,
an orc that shot him, and Nick, his orc partner, the first cop orc, didn't catch the suspect.
Correct.
And his Nick's story wasn't adding up, this, that, and the other thing, so they're trying to figure out a way. IA's getting involved. They kind of want to dump the orc, but, you know, Will Smith doesn't want to be that guy. So there's just a lot of inner tension with this. So skip to that. Will Smith is still trying to be a good cop first and hate his partner second, if that makes any sense. So he's still going to, he still doesn't want to rat on the guy, this, that, and the other thing. So basically it all leads to... back to the wand situation and magic users, the ones that can do it are called brights.
They're the ones that can use a magic wand,
right?
Yes.
There are magic wands. They do exist. But if you're not a bright, you cannot even touch one or you will die. Yeah. And by die, I mean explode and probably take a couple people that are very close to you. Not personally, close to you, proximity with you.
Yeah.
So, and they sort of show that almost right away, and basically the whole the movie basically revolves around the case that they get on when he gets back, where they basically come upon a magic wand, and that wand is let's just call it the biggest diamond you've ever seen, the most valuable thing you could possibly imagine. That's what a wand is, because basically, if you have one, you can do whatever the fuck you want, basically. the problem being you need somebody that can actually operate said wand, which isn't all the people.
Right.
So there's a big clash. So basically, this wand is obviously very valuable as well, blah, blah, blah. Everybody wants the wand. Basically, Nick and Daryl are trying to keep the wand and its current owner, Tika, safe. And I say current owner because she got it. I guess it's not illegally, because I don't know. Well, maybe. I don't know. But basically, she's not supposed to have the wand. She got it from the owner, who is a known bad person. Which is weird.
Sister.
Well, it was one of the things. So Leela is who the Magic Task Force elf has been going after for like 20 years, he says. Blah, blah, whatevs. She's had a wand for all this time. But it's just, I didn't really understand. I mean, other than the fact that she's allegedly trying to bring back the Dark Lord. So you've had a bad guy with this all-powerful wand for like 20 years. Like, what's the holdup? She should have been whooping that ass by now. Like, it's just that portion of the story was lacking to me in that, like, what the fuck's been going on then? Like, if you had this wand, what's cracking? Why would you even give it to somebody else in the first place?
Well, if I'm not mistaken,
there's just a lot of things that I thought that was lacking.
When they first showed up to the crime scene, there was that lady who was like melded into the wall.
Yeah, she was who Layla gave the wand
original.
To.
No, she was the original owner of the wand. Not true. And that lady was coming to get it.
Not true.
No,
Layla gave that person the wand to go kill Tika because she didn't want to do it herself.
Oh,
and then that's why when Layla got there, she wasn't very happy because she had lost the wand. Her wand. It was already her wand.
Okay.
Yeah. That's for sure.
Well, I'm also for sure that you need three wands to bring the Dark Lord back.
Dig it.
So even if you have the one lady with the one wand, it's not enough.
But one lady, one wand, and you're a bad guy feels good enough to be
wreaking
in charge
havoc.
Of a lot of shit.
Yeah.
By now. And I'm not saying that she wasn't powerful.
Well,
she's basically
was,
leader of the group, the Inferni, which is technically, they actually make reference to it being the Magic Illuminati, and that they actually destroyed the Illuminati 100 years prior to today, whatevs. So there, and I'm saying that it was lacking information, but that's actually one of the things that are cool about the movie, is that it's like, yeah, dude, figure it out. It's 2017. We have orcs and elves and shit, so this is where we're at now.
Right.
This isn't the Lord of the Rings. This isn't, you know, fantasy fucking land where it's people are riding on horses and shit.
Right.
The elves got jaguars. Shit's popping off, and that's that.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, basically, everybody knows magic exists. Everyone knows all this shit exists. So these two are just, they're out on a call, and they happen to stumble across a wand. You know, Will Smith, Daryl, have you. You know, he just wants to get the wand into the right hands, but every time he turns around, somebody's basically trying to kill him for it.
Right.
So now he's starting to be a little leery about who he thinks he can trust. You know, he already doesn't trust his partner. He has no idea who this weird elf girl is who's rolling around with them. But every time he turns a corner, someone's sticking a gun in his face and saying, give me the wand. And, you know, they're, like you said earlier, it doesn't take long before you find out that a lot of people can't touch it. But, you know, they do hint at that. You know, the one guy's like, yeah, well, the only ones that can, you know, deal with a magic wand are a brights. And, you know, they're all elves. And the elf is like, well, there's an occasional human.
Yeah.
It's like, you know,
one in a million.
Yeah, right. But, you know, and I believe they were hinting at the fact that, you know, the elves basically control everything. They're the richest on the planet. They, you know, nobody can fuck with them. And it's no coincidence that they're also the majority of brights, you know,
right,
and magic users are elves. So, you know, it's kind of one of those things. I feel like, you know, he was trying to maybe, you know, throw some social commentary into the way things are nowadays, but instead of using, you know, races like everyone else does, he did it with orcs.
Do you remember that movie with John Travolta, where it was the racial movie where it was reversed?
No. I probably don't see it because I think that would be familiar.
It was basically a movie where white people were the minorities, blah, 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 and stuff like that. And this movie kind of gave me a hint of that where trying to say this correctly here, obviously. Orcs are basically the minority. They live in the impoverished areas. They're gangbangers. They're quote unquote
thugs.
I don't want to say servants, but they do
the labor.
They're working in the, you know, you go to the club, they're in the back in the kitchen making food. You go to the place, they're the chauffeurs driving the cars. You know, they're let's just call them lower class than, you know, say humans are middle class, elves are obviously upper class, orcs are basically lower class, and they make a lot of reference to the fact that orcs are less than.
Yeah.
So and I feel like that sometimes they made it very, very clear, like you were saying, though, of today's like social standards, I guess, is the best way to say it.
I thought it was just an interesting way to do it, you know?
Yeah.
Without coming out and just making another movie where it just shows you exactly how things are going, but trying to put the director's statement on it. And so instead of doing that, he did it in a fantasy world where it's just, I don't know. They can say it's the worst movie Netflix ever did. I've seen a lot of Netflix movies that are terrible.
That's literally not true. Like, that's a fact. It is not.
I will admit, it's a long movie. It's 2 hours.
Honestly, I could have watched another 30 minutes.
Okay. I honestly could have too, but it took me 3 times to get through it because I always put it on before I go to bed, and then I end up falling asleep, and then I wake up, and I try, you know. Anywho.
I literally watched it front to back twice already.
Yeah, I guarantee I will be watching this movie again. This was a fantastic movie, and I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Yeah. No, I mean, and again, I'm so tired of reading haters' reviews. I mean, it's
annoying.
God damn it, man.
Everyone thinks they're a critic.
Yeah, well,
can't be a critic.
It's almost
not
even
watch.
That. It's like, you know, can't you just enjoy anything in your life? You've just got to be so sour and so much better than fucking everybody else. And, it's this. And people just waste time. And Will Smith and David Ayer. And it's like, yeah, you know what, dude? Like, Will Smith's actually pretty good in this movie. Yeah, there's a couple, like, corny parts. There's a couple parts that you're like, meh. But as a whole, I mean, honestly, it's got plot. It's got story. And it has... I don't want to say like a moral message, but it has some depth to it that's more than your typical, you know, action shooter. You know what I mean? Like, if you want to hate on the Suicide Squad, which everybody seems to just say that Will Smith is a terrible piece of shit now because of that movie, which actually wasn't that bad of a movie, you just are a hater. Like, I hate to say it like that, but that's the truth.
No, I agree.
Yeah, fact of the matter. Honestly, the movie's actually pretty good. So
yeah.
There's that. Seriously, though, how good was that last scene, though? When the two cops come up and ask them what's going on? Well, they don't even say a word. And
yeah.
Jacoby starts, dude, how were you? I was honestly, both times I saw that scene, I was literally dying.
Literally?
Because the way Will Smith just kind of like,
keep your mouth shut. And they're sitting there with their mouth shut. And then he's like, well, here's the thing. We went on this call. And then there's this thing. And then there's this.
And then the guy blew up.
Yeah, Jacoby was
the guy that plays him, Joel Egerton. You'll recognize him obviously out of pigskin makeup. Ooh, that's an orc racial slur, by the way.
You're so racist.
That was actually cold.
All hate mail to @
any orcs
@ MikeMiro7 on Twitter.
Yeah. So, anyways, basically, that guy, there's actually a lot of good scenes. Hey, why don't you make that face of the partner shutting the fuck up on the way to work? Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
There's some good stuff in that movie.
Well,
honestly.
I'm sorry, dude. Movies
and
are
the second time around, I think I enjoyed it even more.
Movies are exponentially better when you can swear. It makes it more realistic.
You
want to
die in a titty bar shootout?
Yeah.
That was actually another good part.
I mean, I'm never going to get over a scene where you have a fucking 40-ton T-Rex chasing you down. You're like, "Oh, poppycock."
Yeah.
Like, that's not what you fucking would say. So make with the swear words. Everyone does it. My 5-year-old nephew.
No, there's some good good action sequences, some good profane sequences. I mean, it's honestly, the movie is pretty good.
Yeah, you got two partners that clearly don't trust each other, one more than the other, who are both trying their best to be the good guy cop to get this magic wand into the right hands, but trying to find those right hands and stopping at nothing to find those.
I'm sorry, you know, I'm thinking about
I really like the way they did the wands in this. It's not just like a fucking stick like you see in every other movie.
Oh, no, the wands
like,
are actually dope. And actually, remember when they grab it, it was actually like dripping magic.
Yeah, like it was actually fucking kind of awesome. No, I want to discuss something else after we're done because I don't want to ruin anything I don't want to spoil a lot here. But don't listen to the fucking hype online. It was a really good movie.
Well, I mean, and again, you have to be two things. A, you have to be not stupid. B, you have to be somebody that actually watches movies to enjoy them and not hate their own life and their own human beings. So if you go into the movie to watch a movie, you're going to like it. That's all I'm saying. If you go into a movie expecting to hate it, because that's what 90% of this shit is, oh, everyone said it was stupid and they're right. It's like, yeah, not really, dude. Like, form your own opinion once in a while. You'd be surprised when you use it. So that's my opinion. What were you going to say?
No idea.
Dude, I was going to say the one part, though, at the very end when he's telling the story about what was happening and he was telling how Daryl shot some people. He's like, man, it was one bullet. It's actually, there's a lot of pretty awesome scenes like that.
It was amazing.
Yeah, he was, the way that guy dorks out once in a while is actually hilarious.
There were four guys.
No, it was good.
Yeah, no, I enjoyed it. You know, the action sequences were kind of badass with, you know, all the kung fu elves, which was kind of awesome.
That was actually fairly dope. Fairly dope. And did you notice they actually made mention to all the cops that are human being extremely physically fit, because you have to be, because there's no way to go after an orc. Like, so they actually, Jacoby actually mentions like jacked up cops. And if you remember like the scenes where cops were talking shit with Will Smith and they're hanging out, they were all fairly
fit,
jacked up. Yeah. So it was kind of a cool scenario there that like all the cops were like, you know, not like, no offense to our police force in the nation of America, but not all the most physically fit individuals. And you would imagine that the police should probably be the elite physically of the community, I would think.
I'll keep my mouth shut.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Well, I mean, they should be. I mean, how are you going to run down a perp, you fat bastard?
They do it with bullets.
Well, that's okay, settle down.
There. That's what I didn't want to have.
Settle down. Anyways, the point being that it was they do make some pretty good references to shit like that, which if you watch it again, you'd see some of that. That's all.
Yeah. All right.
So what are you giving it, like a 20? You're all like dorking out over.
I didn't think I was going to enjoy it. I'm not saying I
wouldn't. Well, after I talked to you the first time, because you when we first talked for a second, you fell asleep. So I was like, oh, shit, man.
Yeah, it wasn't.
I don't think he liked it at all.
It wasn't a boring thing. It was a I put it on at 11 o'clock at night thing.
Yeah, I really was like, man, I don't think he's going to dig it. And I'm pretty sure I actually really like this movie. So I was sort of I was interested to see what you're.
No, I mean, I fully rewound it back to where I was awake and watched. You know, I rewatched a couple of scenes. You know what I mean? I did what I had to do to make sure I saw the whole thing, and you know, I had no question that I didn't miss anything.
Right. Right.
I don't care. I'll go first. I thought it was fantastic. I'm gonna give it 8.
Really? That's lower than I thought you were gonna be for fantastic. I'm not gonna lie. Because I didn't think it was fantastic, but I think it's an 8 as well. I thought it was pretty good.
Maybe I have higher standards.
I don't think you do. I think you're a lot dumber than me.
No, I know you're dumber.
That's actually also not true. You know, I know you're dumber. It's because you just said that.
You gave American Made a 7. So, yeah, you're dumber.
American Made. What is that?
Tom Cruise, plane.
Yeah, the movie's pretty good.
It's not a 7. It's higher than that.
What?
Yeah, you also hated The Last Jedi.
You don't know stuff. What? Man, you know how much flack I've been getting for liking that movie?
You know, I am so annoyed with... Well, dude, we'll get to that in a minute because we're about to record that one next.
I literally got yelled at a party because of how much I actually liked The Last Jedi. And by that it's who? Like by people that are stupid.
You don't have to name names on the air, but...
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
They, you know who you are. Bitch. No, that's I didn't mean that.
Anywho, that was Bright, the Netflix original, Will Smith's new movie about current day humans versus orcs versus elves and magic and wands and stuff.
Yeah, like seriously, dude, don't be a drone and just go see this movie. You can watch it on your couch and just enjoy it. Dummies.
All right. So until next time, we'll see you next week, dummies.